because they didn't want to stop eating on Yom Kippur. Shrashi nasu zorim, they became strangers. But it's nachru lavim shabashemayim. They're doing averus. They went away from Hashem. Afilu merechem. And nofik b'nei, you know, came out of this kid shapsoi. Otzaperi, he was a Russia shapsoi, that Otzaperi made the prices very high. When he used to give out the peris, what it called the economy there, to set the price for the peris, he used to raise the price very high. The Chum didn't like that. Kitsi was a Russia. Trashi Otzaperi laski asharim, he made the prices high. The Tanya ain't noise swim peris, Berti, so you're not allowed to do that. The Chodobu Shukhai Nefesh, the Vishimaski Nasa asharim, you're not allowed to raise the price high. It'll be hard for everybody to live that way. So Kitsi was a Russia. But the Mishnah says, "Choyle machilu loisa pibikim." If a choyle sick, if the doctors say he has to eat, so we're allowed to give him teeth according to the doctors. That's what the Mishnah says. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Yanai, choyle oy metzorach. What's going to be in the case that a person is sick and he says, "You should know, I have to eat." He says, "I know I'm very bit off. I don't eat. I'm afraid I'll die." For Raifa Oimer, ain't it tzarech? Doctor says nothing doing. You're healthy, or I'm not healthy, but I call upon him whether you fast or not. Not going to make a difference. Your sickness will be the exact same sickness, even if you don't eat. So, male eating is not going to help your kiyus there. The doctor says, "What's the lochem?" The lochem Rabbi Yanai holds is shoymin lechayla. You're allowed to listen to the chayla. My time or why? I, the doctor, say eating won't help you at all. Teres says the apostle says in Mishlei, "Leiv yodeya moris nafshoy." Your own lab, your own heart, knows what's doing about your nefesh more than other people. Sometimes the chela knows more about himself than the doctor knows. So if the chela says, "Yes, I feel so bad, I feel inside, that if I don't eat today, I'm going to get much worse, maybe I'll die," he has the right teeth. Even though the doctor says, not like that, lave your day, Amaras Nasha. The lave of a person knows more what's doing about himself. And the Mori even asks, "Pshita, of course it's like that." So something Amaras Kash, even though the doctor says no, and you says yes, the Mori Pshita. So the verse says, "Now the time I would have thought, Raife Kim Leitfe." No, in Svar I would think that the Raife knows more. Kamash Malon, not like that. Lav Davka, the Raife knows more. So really, it could be that maybe they're equal. As long, even if they'll be equal, it'll still be the same Svar of Leib is Suffolk, and the Klal is Suffolk, and the Fush is about to go to Hokum. So even if you tell me that, not that the doctors don't know what they're talking about, but just a Chia Chidish here, when the person says he has to eat, he makes a very big Suffolk here, and Suffolk and the Fush is also be go to Kula. About these Ladit. What about Reife Roy Metzorach? Rabbi Yana says, the doctor says you have to eat. If you're not going to eat, your sickness will get worse and maybe you'll die because of that. V'choyle Roy Me'ein Metzorach. No, I don't have to eat. Whether I eat or not, it's not going to make a difference. So what's the locha? Shemim L'Reife. You listen to the doctor and we tell him, have to see, you have to eat now. It's a mitzvah for you to eat. My time of why? Tun v'hu denoket lay. Now the question is, my time of why will leave the Reife on? We just had a posse that leave your day of Marath Nafshoin. Say what's mashmas, not only a suffix. Here it's mashmet tavad I like. Like the pasuk says, you trust the person. So if the person tells you that I feel good now, I don't have to eat, so why should we listen to the doctor? They have to give an answer. My time matun vudunokat lay. Sometimes the chel like is so sick, I feel like meshuga, like because of a sickness, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's why we don't trust him. If we be badash lema mashmet, maybe he would know more. But we don't trust him. We have to listen to the doctor because you have to be afraid maybe the person doesn't know what he's saying. Trashi tunva shtus. Something went into him. Machmas choliv. Since he got so sick, got this high fever, like he loses his senses a little bit. That's why he's saying, "I feel good." So that's why we have to listen to the doctor. So the doctor says, "You have to eat. If you don't eat, there'll be askaras nefoshes. Posh me pasna, it's a mitzvah for you to eat. You're not supposed to be machmir." Tanan, we learned. Choyle machila noisei al pibikim. Says now Mishnah, if a person is sick, we only let him eat when two doctors say he has to eat. So the diyek. Al pibikim in, if two doctors says yes, or the deacon's pushed, it's a push the kasher in Rabbi Yanai. Even without two, but just down, the Mishnah says you can only eat when the doctors say you have to. But al piyatz maloi, mashm, if you yourself say you have to eat, we don't listen to you. That's what the Mishnah says. Ma choyla, machil nois, al pibikim. We only listen to the doctors. But al piyatz, we don't give it to, we don't let you eat. Shrash al pibikim, trey, al piboki loi, that's one deacon. That mashman and mishnah, you can only eat if two doctors say you have to eat. But if only one doctor says, we don't let you eat. Vayta be'al piyatz meloy, and by yourself for sure not. It's the yusuf of the Rabbi Yanai b'tavayu, it's the kasha Rabbi Yanai both. Rabbi Yanai says, we listen to you, and even if one doctor says yes, and you say no, we also listen to the doctor. So it's the kasha and both dinam of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, if one doctor says no, and you say yes, I have to eat, we let you eat.
Rashi will listen to the doctor. And the doctor says you don't have.
That you only need after two doctors, and one doctor alone is not enough. And that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now he says, if you say no, and one doctor says yes, we still say you have to eat. And the Mishnah's mashma, no, we only let you eat after two doctors. So both halachas of Rabbi Yehuda, who is a kasha from the Mishnah. The Gemara says like this. Halacha b'mayaski, know what our Mishnah is talking about? The Omar loy tzirichna. That the cholah says, I don't have to eat. I don't have to. So then the Mishnah says, then we only let him eat after b'kiyim. Fred Gemara, though, still kasha. V'leis v'lei api boki. What do you have to have two doctors for? Rabbi Yannai says, if it's a question, you say you don't have to. And one doctor says you do have to. We listen to the one doctor. So then why does the Mishnah say you have to have bikim? You have to have two doctors telling you to eat. Even if you want to tell me it's talking the case where you say you don't have to eat, but what do you have to have two to say you do have to eat? It shouldn't be enough if one doctor says you have to eat. Let's richa, Terah says that it shouldn't be a theory from the Mishnah. To Rabbi Yannai, the Yiko Achrina Badei. You have another doctor on your side. One doctor agrees with you that you don't have to eat today. Whether you eat or not, it's not going to make a difference. Now, the Yomar Leit Zericha, that the doctors with you agree to you don't have to eat. So then the Mishnah says, Machila Noisel Pibikiyim. Then we only let you eat if two doctors say you have to eat. In such a case, if one doctor would say you have to eat, then we wouldn't let you eat. Since you're saying no, and you have another doctor saying no, so it's two against one doctor saying yes, we wouldn't listen to the doctor that says yes. This will not be a suffix, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat. Even Rabbi Yannai would avoid it to that. In such a case, the Mishnah says you're only allowed to eat if you have two doctors on your side, on the other side, saying you have to eat. I still, Stam, if one doctor is against you, you also listen to the doctor that you have to eat. So Terah says here, you have another doctor on your side. So if there will only be one doctor that say to eat, you wouldn't have to eat, because it's two against one. But now if you have two doctors saying you have to eat, it's two against two, then it's a good suffix, then we say you have to eat. For the Gemara Pshita, Avati, you have to eat in such a case. Suffix nefoshesu. The suffix nefoshes lohokyo. You have two against two. You have two doctors saying you have to eat, and you and one doctor saying no, so it's a suffix. And the cloud is suffix nefoshes, you go to kula. And here the kula would mean you have to eat to save yourself, keep yourself alive. Again, the stress from B'chai B'hem. You have to stay alive. So, B'zoi, Obshita, you have to eat. Loit Tzricha, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Ti'ika Trei Achrina Badei. No, you're saying no, and you have two doctors to agree with you. So you have three people saying you don't have to eat. On the other side, there are two doctors saying you do have to eat. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. With two doctors, you have to eat. Even if you have a chur, there'll be, even if you have 10 doctors. I really have 10 doctors saying no. But you have two doctors saying yes, then the blind is a suffix and you have to eat. You have two other doctors with you agreeing you don't have to. Now, the chiddush is, Rav Sasa said true, there's a cloud, trei kemeya. When two people say something, it could go 100 people. In other words, the biggest truth we could have, the biggest atheist we have is 2 people. Whether you have 3 or 5 or 10 or 100 people, doesn't make a difference. If you have 2 Eidim saying one way, 2 Eidim say I saw Reuven kill somebody, and you have 100 Eidim say we saw he didn't kill anybody, you have life tray and tray. 2 equals out even 100. Because when you go on the Hilchus Eidus, the biggest amonis, the biggest truth the terrorist said is 2 people. When 2 people say something, Zeres HaKosiv, you have to believe them. That's the truth. So if you have now 100 people saying the other way, true, it's also the truth. So you have tray and tray, they go connected to the other. But, so the cloud 2 has luck like 100, Omeya Katrei, and the other way, 100 is also like 2. Of a Zakrav Safra, Hanimili, when do I say this to Yisoid? Linyan Edis. That's only when you come in to say Edis. When you come into Bezdin to say, but there is Edis, it's Exeris Akosov to believe Edim. The terrorist says when 2 people say something in Bezdin, after Drishav Hakiram, it's called Edis. And the terror believes Edim. So when 2 people tell you something, you have to believe them the same way we believe 100 people. So that's the Svara 2 is like Meya. I will in Yenumdino, but let's say we're not talking about in Bezdin right now. It's not a shout going to Bezdin to say Edis. It's not a Numdino. Like here, I want to know would this person live or not? Would eating or not eating affect him? It's not an Edis here. It's a Numdino. What do I say? What does my Svara tell me? The Wiz doctor says, I think if he eats, will keep him alive. The other one says, no, if he doesn't eat, doesn't make a difference. Then Rav Safra said, the klal is bosa deis aslinim. Then we don't say two is like meya. If you want to know Stam opinions, you have to go bosa roiv deis. So if 10 people say this way, and 3 people say the other way, acharabim lahatos, you have to listen to the rabbim. You have to listen to the 10 people. So mele here, since you have 3 doctors saying you don't have to eat, or 2 doctors and he himself is saying, I don't have to eat. That's 3 people, 3 days. 2 doctors are saying he does have to eat. So really I should say, listen to the 3. It's not a halacha edis here, it's a halacha numdino. What do I think? What do you say? So then the Safa says the Svar is gold, basar, rive, deis. So there are more people that say that's the one you should listen to. So I would think here also, don't let him eat now in Yom Kippur, because you have 3 saying no, can I get 2 saying yes? That's only the question of what you say to say of a person with the question about mumness, of money, money matters. Then we go, boss, of 5 people, 3 people, 5 went out. Aval hocha, for it's a shayla about nefoshes, sofik nefoshesu. And the klal is sofik nefoshes, you go to kula. So kids, when you have deis, this way, that way, it's not the pshat, 5 days is a vaday. The Torah only says a vaday by hilchas edis. When you say something in Vezim, Torah say this, that's the locha Torah said, that's vaday, that's emes. Here, undener is true, we hear what you're saying. But we have the other side, it's also a doubt. So by doubtfulness, by nefoshes, you always go to hokil. That's the Chiddush here. That's 3 against 2, even though it's only 2 saying teeth, we still tell you teeth. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah means. Choyle, if you're sick, and the Choyle is saying, I don't have teeth, and 2 doctors saying, you don't have teeth. Still, Machil, Maisap, Hibikiyim. If you have 2 doctors saying, yes, you have to eat, there's a mitzvah now, you have to eat. We tell you, you have to eat. There's a Sofuk Nefoshes, you have to eat. Yeah. Right. So, since the Sefer, the end of the Mishnah says, the main Shom Bekim, if you don't have any doctors, then Machilu Noisa Piyatma. That's what our Mishnah says. If you don't have any doctors, then ask the Chayil himself. If he says, yes, I feel so bad now, if I don't eat, I'm afraid something will happen, he's allowed to eat. Michlal, Dereisha Diyom Atzorach. The Chorus, since at the end. Since at the end, so there's no doctors, that's all. So Mashma the Rashi is saying Tzorach, he does have to eat. So Rashi says, Mechal, the Rashi Yom HaTzorach. The Afilu Lok, he told him Asis, now he became in Al Piyatz Meloi. So the Rashi is Mashma, that when you do have doctors, no matter what, you listen to the doctors. Now, even though he says yes, we don't care about what he says. You listen to what the doctor says. So that's not like we're saying. We want to say, Pshan, the Rashi is that he's saying no, and 2 doctors are saying no, and 2 doctors are saying yes. The Chura Basta the Seifa will be Mashman. The Rashi is also talking about where the Chayil himself is saying Tzorach. So Mara says, no. Chasuri Mechavach Ketoni. Something is missing in the Mishnah, and this is what the Mishnah really means. The Medavar Mamurim, when does the Rashi at the beginning of the Mishnah say, we listen to 2 doctors? To Yom Aloy Tzorachani. Only when the Chayil himself says, I don't have to eat. Then we listen to 2 doctors. Avalom Tzorachani. But let's say the Chayil himself says, yes, I have to eat. And Tzorachani, ain't shom bekiyim trei, elechad diyom aloy tzorach, machilu noisel piyatzmein. Then in the case that he's saying, no, I don't have to eat. And one doctor says he does have to eat. But avalom tzorachani, right, then ain't shom bekiyim trei, elechad diyom aloy tzorach, he says yes, and one doctor says no, then elochri is machilu noisel piyatzmein. Like Abiyane said, still we listen to him more than the doctor. The Kopon from the Gemara's Mashma, it's only one connected one. But let's say there'll be 2 doctors that say, no, you don't have to eat. And even though you're saying you do have to eat, then we wouldn't listen to you. Connected 2 doctors, we wouldn't listen. Rav Yana's Chiddush was only, if one doctor says you don't have to eat, and you yourself say you do have to eat, then we'll listen to you. A Kopon, we make a suffix. But Mashma, connected 2, then there wouldn't even be a suffix. So Mekitza, Rav Yana's halachas are still emes. If you're saying you have to, and a doctor says you don't have to, we listen to you, and you're allowed to eat. Vayta. Ma baravashi yomar. Kol heicha diyomat sorachani. Whenever the cholis says, no, I have to eat, afilu ikameya. He argues and says, no, not like the deed we just said. Even if there's 100 doctors there saying you don't have to eat, diyamar le tzorach le didei shaminan. Still we listen to you. Afilu you have 100 doctors telling you, imamish, you don't have to eat. Nothing's going to happen to you if you fast today. But you say, no, I feel that if I don't eat, something's going to happen to me, you're allowed to eat. We're not talking about a phony here. We're talking about a guy who really means it. Not that he's hungry. The guy really means it. He means it, Erlich, that I feel myself, I don't eat today, I may die. Is we listen to him. Shanem Manapostik says, Leiv Yodeya Maras Nafshay. The Leiv of a person, your heart knows about you. If you're sick, Maras Nafshay, something's wrong, he knows more than other people. So kids, if you say you have to eat, we trust you. That's what Rashi holds. That's the loch like that. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, in Ein Shom Bikin, if there's no doctors, Machilu Noisai, Alfiyatzmai. So it's a diyek, Taimo de Leke Bikim. Why do we listen to you? Only because there's no doctors there. Ha'ika Bikim, Mashmah, there are doctors there, Loi, then we don't listen to you. So Mashmah, the doctors say no. And you say yes, we listen to the doctors then. The Mishnah says at the end, when do we listen to you? Only if there's no doctors going against you. Mashmah, if there are doctors going against you, we don't listen to you. So it's a kashan of Ashi. This is what the Mishnah means to say. The Reisha Dig is only when he says, I don't have to eat. When he says, yes, I have to eat, then ain't Shom Bikim Klal. That's what it means to say. There's no Din Bikim anymore. Because we don't listen to the doctors. But Machilu Naisel Piyatzmoy. We let him eat according to what he himself says. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lev Yodei Amaris Nashoy. That a person knows more about himself, has the feel inside him more than anybody else. Therefore, that's the loch of the person himself says, Erlich, that if I don't eat, I feel something's going to happen to me, he takes out the right teeth. So, the Mishnah. Mi sheoch zoi bumis. Somebody gets a sickness that you may die from it. So Rashi says, mi sheoch zoi bumis, choyli yoiches machmas ravam. Because you're hungry, the hunger pains make you sick, give the bumis, and the symptoms is that ain't of chaos, your eyesight goes weak. And this sickness is mamash sakonas nefashis. Ukeshemaris chayzeres biyedua shinas rapa. But when your eyesight comes back and you see well, then you know you're healed up. So mishach sebumis. Somebody got the sickness is because he was starving, because he wasn't eating today. He is dalocha right away machil noisai. You're allowed to eat, allowed to give him teat. Afilu dvarm tameim. Even dvarm tameim, you have chazir. The only food you have around to give him, since the eitzah here is to give him teat. Because the sickness comes across the fasting, so give him teeth will cure him, you're allowed to give him teeth, even if you only have dvarim tumeim. Achi yoreinu, you're allowed to let him eat until he gets back his eyesight. Because like Rashi said, as soon as he gets back his eyesight, that's a rai, he's healed up from the sickness. Mi shenoshchoi kelev shreita, a wild dog bit you, is ein machilu noisoi mechatsa kovet shaloi. So a wild dog, it's also skonosophosius, we're afraid maybe you'll die from that, so maybe you're allowed to eat certain things. But I call upon him, this you're not allowed to eat. The chiddush is, even though some doctors say this is a refuah, some doctors say, take that dog and get out its liver and eat the side of its liver. That's the cure. So the Mishnah is saying, you should know, we hold that's not a cure. Therefore, you don't have a right to eat it. Not because it's not a skonos nefashos. Just, you could do something to heal yourself. But just the fact that it's skonos nefashos, you're not allowed to do something that's not going to heal you. So the Mishnah is telling you to eating the dog's covered liver is not going to heal you. We have Imashia ben Chorashmat, he yells, this is here called a good refuah, and it'll heal you, therefore you're allowed to do it. The Rashi says, Kelev Shekel Fosh B'Gemara, Ein Machil Mechata Kovet Shaloi, V'yafo Pish Yenoi Gemaroifin, B'Refuah Zu, the doctor says, yes, this is a good refuah, Ein a refuah Gemura, Lahata La Yisa Behema Tumei Yakach, it's not called a refuah Gemura, no, it's not clearly that will heal you, so therefore you have no right to do the Aveira. We have Masia ben Chorish Matir, Kisava Rafua Gemurhi. He also knows this is called the good Rafua, therefore you have a right even to do this. V'yoy Domer of Masia ben Chorish, Ha Choshes Begroinen. You have a very bad throat ache. Is Mativen Loi Sam B'Teichfiv B'Shabbos. You're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. You can throw down medicine in your throat. Mefneishu Sofer Nefoshes. He holds whatever Choshes Begroinen means, some type of a bad throat pain. Throat pain is a sakonas nefoshes. So you're allowed to take medicine to save yourself. And the klal is, v'chol sofik nefoshes doichas haShabbos. Anytime it's a doubt, if it will come to nefoshes to kill yourself, you'll die from it, chas v'sholom, you're allowed to do refuah. You're allowed to do anything to save yourself. What about mi shenoflo lo mapoilus? Let's say you see the way a whole wall of stones falls upon somebody. Mi shenoflo lo mapoilus. Sofik husham, sofik en hashom. You have a doubt if there's a person underneath it or not. So you want to know on Shabbos, Bekitzah, I'm allowed to go now, take my rake and shovel, and start shoveling away the stones, which could be an Issa D'Oraisa, to see if the person is there or not. I only have a Sofik if the person is there or not. Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis. I have a doubtful if it's Kedai to save him now, maybe he's dead already. The other side, no, maybe he's still alive. Sofik Kusi, Sofik Yisrael. You have a Sofik, maybe the guy's a Goy. On the side, the guy's a Goy, you have no right to Michal Shabbos to save him. The other side, maybe the Yisrael. So, since it's a Sofik, that maybe he's Israel, and maybe he's still alive,
and by saving him now, you're saving a nefesh. Halacha is mafakhin all of esagal. You're allowed to go and take away, break away these stones and find the person. Matzu chai mafakhin. If you see the found the person, the guy's still alive. Then the Gemara says you uncovered his head and you saw that he's breathing. You're allowed to go further and uncover him completely and save him. But let's say after you uncovered the mouth, you saw the way he's dead. Then you have no right to go further. You just have to leave him there. Then there's no suffering the fashis. You have no right to be mechalal Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin, minayin oy yodeyan hayoydin shiru enof. How do we know if the person got his life set back or not? Like the person got mishachs the boomers. So we say you're allowed to let him eat on Yom Kippur now until he gets back his eyesight. How can we tell that he got his eyesight back? That we should tell him stop eating now? Is mishayavchin ben tov l'ra. If you can tell the difference between something good and something bad, what does that mean? It means if you can taste. If you can taste the food and he knows which food tastes good and which food doesn't taste good, that's why he has good eyesight, like we had before in the Gemara. If you see food, the better you see it, the more you enjoy the food. So you can tell the food the more you can see. If you're up to tell the difference between what tastes good and what tastes bad, it's right, your eyesight is back. So Rashi, what time Mishu Yoide, Mishu Yoide Lahavchin, Bein Tam Tavshu Yofir, Bein Tam Tavshu Ra, that's right, you can see well already. Tana Rabbonin, Mishu Ochsei Bumas, person gets the sickness, on Yom Kippur, is Machilu Noisei Hakal Hakal. He's supposed to let him eat now, but it's the cost of Hoshis, but if a question of giving him Isser or not, or two different Isurim, let him eat the less Isser. Of course, like why do a more stricter a Muhammad Avera do an easier Avera? So give him the easiest Hakala Kal to eat. What does that mean? Tevel and Avelim. Let's say you have food that's Tevel, you didn't take off Shumas HaMaisas yet, and you have an Avelim. The Lachri is Machil Nais and Avelim. Let him eat Nevela, because Nevela, dead animals, only alive. Mashenke and Tevel is the Chi of Misa, but they Shemayim. So don't let him eat Tevel, rather let him eat Nevela. What about Tevel and Shvius? Shvius, let him eat Shvius, because by Tevel has a Chiv Misa, Shvius is only Nisra Se, there's no Chiv Misa by Shvius. So let him eat Peres or Shvius, even Achaz Man Avir, when you're not allowed to eat him. Tevel or Truma. What about if you have Tevel involved, or else you have Truma involved? And they both have a Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Which one is Kal to let him eat? Tanoi, this is the Machloika Tanoim. The Tanya. We know that the Brisa one says, Machil Meisa Tevel. Let him eat the Tevel right now. The Yain Machil Meisa Truma. Don't let him eat Truma. We'll soon see what the Svar is. He owes Truma is a more Chomadik Issa than the Issa of Tevel. So let the person now eat Tevel and not eat Truma. Then Tamaroy Mano, just the opposite. Truma, Vulay Tevel. Let him eat the Truma and not eat the Tevel. He owes Truma is a more Chomadik Avera. So the Maroma Rabba. Hey, Chodiyev Shebechulin, if there's enough food here, if you can take off the Truma Samaisris from the Chulin alone, the Kuliyamole Pliga de Mesaknin Lay, or Mesafin Lay, then everybody holds. Well, what's going on here? You have Tevel. What does Tevel mean? You have a barrel of apples here. You have 10 apples. So there's 10 apples. You didn't take off Trumas and Maisers. Now we want to let the person eat these apples not to save his soul. So it depends. If you take off Trumas and Maisers off the pears, off the apples. So the most you have to take off 1/10. You'll have to take off a little bit more maybe. But that's to take off one apple. So let's say you have 10 apples to start off with. You have to take off one apple, maybe a little bit more. So what's left over, let's say is 8 apples, pure apples left over. So if the person could live with the 8 apples, so everybody's maskim. That's the best eitzah. Don't let him eat any yisah. Take the tevel right now and be mafresh. Take the one apple on the side. That's the truma with the maestris, the maestrish, and everything. And then what's left over, let him eat the chulin. There's no yisah eating chulin. So everybody's maskim. Why should he eat the truma? Let him eat the chulin. So when you have tevel in front of your nose, the best eitzah is take off that fresh truma, put that on the side, and the leftover, let him eat. So that's everybody's masking. If it's enough to heal them up with the 10 with the 8 apples you have left over, that's the best eitzah. Now where's the machlokes? Keep ligi, but lo yefsha bechulim. When it's not enough just the 8 apples, this person is sick, and the only way he'll cure himself not to die is if he eats all 10 apples. He has to eat now 10 apples. So the shaila is, you have 10 apples now, that's tevel, or else the other eitzah is, taka, take off one apple, make a truma, and the other 8 apples will be chulin, but our co-partner is eating truma. What's a big avera? Is it worse to eat the truma, so then let him eat the tevel? Or is it worse to eat the tevel, then we say don't make a truma? So that's the shayla. What's a big avera eating tevel, eating the fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael before he took off truma semaisis? Or if I can't, take off the truma semaisis and let him eat the truma. That's the machlokes. Matzoba tevel chomer. One man yom holds tevel is a bigger issa. Why? Or some say, or masav a truma chamur. No, truma is a bigger issa. Masav a tevel chamur. Tevel is the worst issa. Abo truma chaz lekayin. Truma is not such a big aveirah. Even though for Yisrael, he's not allowed to eat chulin, a truma or tevel, but a core part of the issa, truma, has a hetel kanim. So it's not such a chomdik aveirah. Even though they're both mitzvah b'dei shemayim, but a core part of them, truma is not so chomer, because there's a hetel, somebody's allowed to eat it. A kohen's allowed to eat it. Mashenke and tevel, nobody's allowed to eat. Therefore, he holds tevel is the worst aveirah. Well, Masav one says, no, truma chamur, truma is worse. Avot tevel, tevel is not such a chomdik aveirah. You know why? Eshel it's kunein. Because tevel has a heter to it. Tevel just means it has like the maisus mixed into it. But when you makrish it, there's a chulna that becomes heter. So since that tevel could become heter, therefore it's not so chomer. Mashenki, once you made truma, it stays truma li'elam, there's never a heter for Yisrael to eat it, therefore truma is more chomer. Mashenki, tevel is less chomer, therefore we give him to eat the tevel, not the truma. Now Gemara says, so what are you telling me now? That Efshe Bechulin, Pshita, telling me now a Chiddush, that where's the Machlaike?